Diaz Family Reunion by Miles Isom. We drive for an hour, stocked with snacks for the road. Not too much. We don't want to fill up on junk food. Last year, it took place in Seattle. So this year, it's taking place in Wapato. When we arrive, my dad is a little tired, and we run to test our legs that have been cramped in a rental car for an hour or so. When we reach the park, we see bowls of chicken cooked to perfection, beans that could add zing to any meal, rice that could go with anything, and corn tortillas that could stay warm for hours. I look around and see a group of older family members who are talking and hugging. Then I see the girls, as we call them. They're the children of my cousins, and they're all girls, like most kids in my generation. There are five of them. Maya and Brooklyn are the youngest, but Eliza, Jocelyn, and Roxanne are the older ones. The three of them are in first grade and are always playing with each other. Since I'm the oldest person in my family that qualifies as a kid, they always want to play with me. It is cute, but after an hour or so, it starts to get annoying. We play all kinds of things before the girls start to get tired. When I get back to the picnic area, everyone is in line for food. I'm not that hungry, so I go for a soda and a little bit of beans and rice. It fills me up enough, and I start to talk to my cousins.
And the wind in the sun, I like the sun.
When I finally stop talking, it's time for pictures. We all get into groups wearing an assigned shirt color. My group is assigned blue. It takes a long time before the kids settle down, and we can take a good picture. As the day closes to an end, I get into the car, ready for a long trip. I say goodbye as we drive away. We're all tired, and suddenly sleep takes me.